We begin the program in Ukraine, and Kyiv says Russia is targeting critical facilities across several cities. There are reports of explosions in the southern port of Odessa and the central city of Dnipro. The capital, Kyiv, is facing blackouts, and the Prime Minister says a missile factory in Dnipro has been hit. Russia has stepped up attacks on Ukrainian energy facilities in recent weeks. Let's get the latest now with Jonah Hull, who's live for us in the capital. Hello there, Jonah. Certainly sounds like a dynamic situation. What more can you tell us?
Yeah, well, I can confirm that this country is once again under sustained missile attack by Russia for the second time in a week. You'll recall those mass missile strikes on Tuesday hitting 12 cities across the country. Well, something similar is going on now. Unconfirmed reports suggesting that up to 50 long-range cruise missiles were launched from launch platforms in Russia in about the last hour and a half. Air raid sirens have gone off, including here in Kyiv. The app that we use to monitor these things suggests that air raid warnings have been in place across the country. The city administration, the city military administration, that is, here in Kyiv, suggesting that two missiles have been shot down by air defences, as well as, we understand, four drones, and reports had come in that drones had perhaps been launched from the territory of Belarus. I can't confirm that independently. Separate to what is happening here in Kyiv, reports of explosions in Odessa in the south and also Dnipro in the centre of the country. The Prime Minister, Denis Shmyhal, saying that gas production facilities are being targeted in the south of the country this time. Reports of injuries, three so far in Odessa, up to eight injuries in Dnipro, including a 15-year-old girl, and reports of explosions as well in the Vinnytsia region northwest of here. And indeed, in the last hour and a half or so, we heard what we thought sounded like the passage of a missile overhead, heading in that sort of direction. Official confirmation coming indeed as well from Andrei Yermak. He's the head of the presidential administration, who said this on Twitter: the enemy thinks he will weaken our defences with energy strikes. This is a naive tactic. Ukraine has already withstood extremely difficult blows, which have not had the desired effect. And indeed, these attacks, as I say, ongoing. The latest confirmation of that comes on the Telegram social media messaging app from the armed forces of Ukraine, using their account saying more missiles have been fired from the Black Sea, remain in shelters.
And Jonah, all that as Ukrainians are bracing for winter. We can see from the scene behind you, it certainly looks freezing cold, and many don't have power. Just how difficult are the conditions?
Well, emergency blackouts are announced now across the country. Some cities will be without power entirely. There are certainly blackouts happening here in Kyiv. I can't tell you whether it's citywide or not, but as I look out across this snowscape, the first snows of winter fell overnight, I can't see even a faint twinkle of electric light apart from the traffic lights. So it is clear that more and more damage is being done to the national grid in this country by these strikes. Tuesday night, of course, saw 7 million people without power. By Wednesday, the situation had stabilised. But remember, there were sustained attacks in October as well, when up to 40% of the national power output was knocked out. That will have been diminished potentially even further now. And this a clearly concerted effort by Russia to diminish power generation and distribution in this country ahead of the winter. As I say, the first snows have fallen, the temperature dropping to -4 overnight. It is certainly a point of major concern with months and months of winter that lie ahead.
Indeed, it looks freezing cold. Thanks for the update. Jonah Hull, live for us there in Kyiv.